This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It is time for us to discuss things with the weaponized woman, and that is Keita Bussey. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Bill?
I'm okay. You know, just trying to do the radio show thing.
Right.
Yep.
So, before we get into all this, what do you think about what's going on in Canada with all the truckers?
Well, here's the thing, and I don't know why the Canadians don't understand this. Without truckers, their way of life will be over with in about 3 days.
Uh-huh.
It'll be over with in about 3 days. You know, Justin Trudeau, he ran away. He's in some secure location in Ottawa.
Yeah, and saying he has COVID.
Yep. Saying he has COVID and all this other nonsense. And, you know, the whole time. And I really would like to know what it is like in Canada. I'd like to know what their supply chain has been looking like up to this point before they started to make the truckers angry. But the truckers are the normal people, and this is their pushback.
Right.
And they are pushing back, and they are actually ones that can make, they can make pain felt.
Right.
It can be felt. So, you know, it's interesting to watch how that works out. I'm not a big Canadian gun law fan by any stretch of the imagination, but
no.
Yeah.
But, you know, people have already been suffering with these ships being at harbor and not being allowed to unload what they're carrying.
Sure.
Like, we went through all of 2020 with these ships just sitting at harbor, unable to unload. And everybody's waiting for their orders, and they're not coming out just because of COVID. And they're there, and we couldn't access them. Crazy. So people are already mad about not being able to get their stuff and then thinking this is over, and then this happens. So, yeah, they definitely have a voice.
Well, I've worked in shipping before.
Yeah.
Shipping is a never-ending cycle.
That's
you can
true.
Go. You can. I worked in shipping for milk specifically. I used to have 12 trailers come in, and I used to have 12 trailers go out.
Wow.
So that meant I had to process 24 trailers a day.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and even when we couldn't get to work, they expected us to be at work.
Okay.
So and that's the kind of job it is, and then. By the same token, if they ever decide, well, you know, I've had enough of this noise, taking 2 or 3 days off and having like a crew strike or something, that would be immediate pain.
Yeah.
Because it's a complete and total little ecosystem all its own. You got the trucks bringing the stuff to the place, then you got the trucks taking the stuff out to the end user and all this other stuff, and you disrupt any part of that in that chain, any link in that chain, and guess what? Problems.
Well, you know, the truckers also have a really unusual platform to speak from because they all communicate. They all communicate with each other over
sure.
TV.
Yeah. Yep.
They can tell each other if they're in the area. Hey, we're doing this thing. Come join us. Like they have access to communicate with one another on this platform that nobody else is really on. I found that really interesting.
Well, I mean, a lot of people that had CBs in their car did away with them with the advent of the mobile phone.
Yeah.
But, you know, CB's not a bad piece of equipment to have in your car if you're going to do a lot of cross-country travel, because there's going to be some
right.
places where you might not have mobile phone signal.
Exactly. I know all of our truckers still have CB, but I live in Wisconsin. We're kind of redneck.
No, I wouldn't call that redneck. I would call that prepared.
Right. You never know what's going to happen, so all our truckers are prepared.
Well, did that pique your interest or something? I know you've been skewing a little bit towards the political side there.
Yeah,
was that an interesting little experiment for you to watch?
I definitely appreciate what they're doing and that they're making a stand. I think that's really amazing that they're saying no. We need to be able to say no.
Well, now, what's about to happen now, Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of England, got caught doing some, not you know, scandalous stuff, but he caught doing some stuff that he was telling the people of England not to do, concerning masks and distancing and all this other nonsense. So, in order to make this go away to where he doesn't have to resign in disgrace, they basically, in England, have said, COVID is over. There's no special measures we're going to take from this point
yep.
forward. It's a virus. A virus is going to do what it's going to do, just like the flu, just like the cold.
Yep.
And that's the way we're going to be. So very shortly, we'll see who actually is for freedom versus who's after being in charge. Because
right.
COVID for the Democrats, right. COVID has been a great gift for the American Democrat, no doubt
about
it.
Well, yeah, because they can do no wrong.
Yep.
If they do something good, they get credit. If something goes wrong, they blame that on COVID.
Yep. Well, not only that, but they get to be in charge. They get to say where you can go and what you got to do and
mm-hmm.
when you can be open and a few
yeah.
other fun things that they do. And I think that kind of totalitarianism, you know, churches can't be open, strip clubs can be open.
Right.
So, I mean,
so
this has been...
you can't go to the church after you go to the strip club. There's no repentance for that.
Right. And, I mean, most of the stuff that they imposed on us, like the six-foot distancing, nobody ever... There's no scientific proof that that actually works. No. It's an airborne virus, so that means if it's airborne, that means it lingers and loiters.
Yeah,
it doesn't fall to the ground and become inert.
I was a nurse, and we never did any sort of social distancing. Like, either you're in the room and accept the risk, or you're not.
Right. So, the thing is, though, what they did here, Keita, was they tried to figure out how much fear they could drag up and inflict
right.
upon enough people and how much they'd be willing to give up in order to feel safe.
Exactly. They collected a lot of data on
yep.
a lot of people.
And it's the same template they do with climate change. It's the same template they do with gun control. They're still doing
exactly.
it with gun control. They're still doing it with gun control.
Well, that's just the thing. If we let them get away with this, you know, our First Amendment is kind of going away on social media. Second Amendment is the next amendment they're coming after.
Well, we can talk about that. I know what you wanted to talk about earlier, but I mean, you've opened up a really nice can of worms, so we can talk about that in the next little bit. Keita, how do they find you?
180firearmstraining.com. Email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, if you would like a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Emotion for the Shooting Sports, or find me on Instagram or Facebook at 180firearmstraining.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Price.
Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. Speaking with Keita Bussey, Keita has been, you have a podcast now, and Keita has been evolving because it's a little difficult to explain movement by talking about it, isn't it? So you have been evolving a little bit here and there with your podcast and everything. You're becoming a little more politically aware and you know, politically sharper now and everything else. And you hit upon a interesting little thing here that I find interesting anyway, and I just wanted to see what you thought about this. So let me give you my hypothesis, if I may.
Sure.
So right now in most of your blue cities, which the big increase in crime that we experienced last year was in 75 counties out of 3,140. All of these counties have a Democratic government, including mayor and council or governor and the legislature. And they all they defunded police. They have George Soros funded DAs in place. They're soft on crime and at the same time very hard on the people that own guns and want to carry guns.
Yes.
So, here is my hypothesis. Just like they did with COVID, where they tried to scare the bejesus out of everybody into thinking, if you get COVID, if you get touched by someone with COVID, you're going to die. Right? That was the thing. We had a million people dying from COVID. Although, when this gets done, when the CDC finally gets pulled in and somebody says, all right, how many people actually died purely from COVID? I'm going to guess that that number is going to be between 50,000 and 100,000.
Yeah, the numbers are very skewed. You know, what they're doing in other countries is they don't have the numbers. So what they're doing is looking at the increase in death rates and attributing all of that to COVID. Even though the increase in death rates could be because of increase in crime or many other things that came along with this pandemic.
Right.
So really, that's not a number of deaths related to COVID, but that's what they're using.
Yep. Yep, you are paying attention. I'm liking this. So anyway. They do the same thing with guns. Like, they'll tell you I know you probably know this, we get to hear all the time, 35,000 people die as a result of gun violence. Except we know that 66% of that is suicide.
Right.
And then they'll say, 10,000 people between the age, 10,000 children aged 5 to 19 died due to gun violence. And what they do with that is they take in the gangbangers that are in there, and I mean, hey, if a 12-year-old kid is pointing a gun at somebody and gets shot by another 12-year-old kid, guess what? He died due to gun violence.
Right.
So they're constantly conflating data the same way they do with COVID in order to get people scared to where they want to. They want the government to take over. Except this is having the opposite effect, though. Have you noticed that? It is not that the populace is not out there going, we want more government. They're not doing that. They're buying guns.
Right.
Right now,
COVID is actually leading more people to buy guns because it's creating more violence. Well, not necessarily just because of COVID, but the governments are becoming lax and cities are saying, well, if you get robbed, oh, well, just let them take it.
Well, they've got a bunch of things happening all at once. This is the leftist sub sandwich. So we got defunding the police, heavily restricted gun ownership, COVID, and DAs who are letting criminals out all the time.
Yeah.
So you have all of those ingredients.
Very little bail.
Yeah. On no bail.
Yeah.
So you have all of that in one locale. And like in California right now, if you and I were to go out to Beverly Hills and present ourselves, and I could say, hi, I'm Bill Frady, I'm a radio guy, and I talk about guns, and this is Keita, and she teaches some people that are so dangerous they can't even have their picture taken about how to use a gun, would you like to hire us? They would hire us. Because in Beverly Hills, they have now broken themselves down into grid squares for a defensive line against crime.
Right.
Because they're having home invasions. The other way we can make money would be to go out there and sell fake Rolexes, because guys will be sitting there, on those open air beautiful restaurants, and they'll be sitting there, you know, just sort of enjoying their meal, and then somebody will run up, just snatch the watch right off of their wrist.
Right.
So they're having to go to costume jewelry, but I mean, the exact opposite is happening though. Because what the left has done is they have said, you're going to have less protection. We're going to keep letting these guys be out in the streets. And no, you can't have a gun. And, well, that's not working out that way.
No, it's not working out. The crime rate has skyrocketed. So something interesting just happened in my city. This little boy, tiny little boy, wouldn't wear his mask at school. So he was escorted out of school, and his parents were called to pick him up. Then his parents get notified that he is going to be expelled for truancy, for not attending school, after they personally escorted him out of the building and would not allow him to attend school. They're going after him for truancy. These are such weird, crazy times we're living in.
Well, the other thing is that this week coming up is going to be Black Lives Matter Family Week.
Oh, goodness.
And in certain schools, they're going to be teaching. Look, I don't have a problem with black history. Black history is American history.
Yeah.
If it happened here in America, right? I don't have a problem with that. Black America, I love being in America with you. I love it. I've served with you. I tell you what, you hang on. Hang on right there if you will. How do they find you again?
180firearmstraining.com. Email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com for a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport. I'm on Instagram and Facebook as 180firearmstraining.
Interesting conversation with Ms. Bussey tonight. I'm enjoying it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady Jill Biden are reigniting the Cancer Moonshot. The program aims to reduce the U.S. cancer death rate by half over the next 25 years.
When we work together in America, there is nothing beyond our capacity. Nothing. So let's show the world what's possible. Let's show the world that we're committed. Let's show that we can do big things.
President Biden's son, Beau, lost a long battle against cancer in 2015. The winter storm hitting many parts of the United States is causing a large number of flights to be canceled. FlightAware reporting more than 2,000 flights have been canceled within, into, or out of the United States so far today. Snow falling from parts of New Mexico all the way to Michigan. You're listening to USA Radio News. as the situation along the Ukraine-Russia border continues to escalate, the United States is taking action. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
President Biden is sending U.S. troops to Europe in the wake of Russian posturing at the Ukraine border. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby from the lectern.
An additional force of about approximately 2,000 troops from the United States to Europe in the next few days. The 82nd Airborne Division is deploying components of an infantry brigade combat team and key enablers to Poland, and the 18th Airborne Corps is moving a joint task force capable headquarters to Germany. This force is trained and equipped for a variety of missions to deter aggression and to reassure and to defend our allies.
The 8,500 troops announced earlier this week will remain on standby.
CNN President Jeff Zucker resigned, citing his failure to disclose a consensual relationship with a close colleague. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Keita Bussey. And we've been sort of political today. The weaponized woman has been. But here's the thing, and this is the thing that I think, this is why I like you starting to go political. Because I believe, right now, I think the left considers women to be a minority.
Yes.
But I also know that women are buying a lot of guns.
Yes.
And I believe one of the best arguments to be made out there about the Second Amendment is the fact that women can use a gun to defend themselves.
The playing field.
Yeah, yeah. You're in pretty good shape. You're in pretty good shape yourself. I don't know what you know combatively or something else. And against me, I don't know how much it would matter. I'm sure you'd ring my bell, but, I'm going to hurt you, though. Now, on the other hand, if you have your CZ, or your P365, either one of them, if that comes out, I'm going to be the most cooperative person you've ever met in your life. And, violence against women is bad.
Yeah.
It's a very, very bad thing. Too many women get stalked. I mean, I had Nikki Gozer here on the show the other day. Do you know who she is?
I do not.
Nikki Gozer, she works with John Lott at the Crime Prevention Research Center. She used to have a karaoke business.
Okay.
Somebody saw her, stalked her while they were in. She had a permit to carry a gun, but in Tennessee, where she lived at the time, you could not take a permit into a place that served alcohol or carry a gun in there. So she complied with the law, and the stalker came in and shot her husband, I think, 6 times in the chest in front of her.
Oh, wow.
So now she is contending with a system where he's still stalking her behind bars.
Oh, no.
And he's going to get out.
Yeah, with the internet these days.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's going to be getting out of jail at some point within her lifetime. And she's not just a lady who doesn't have connections. She's got a lot of connections. And at the same time, they're like, well, this is this and that's that. And I think she has actually proven a few things, but I don't know. But at the same time, you know, she and I have discussed here that, you know, she may have to make a choice and, you know, exercise self-defense. She's trained with a bunch of good people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been primary for me. I'm a single mom, raising a very cute daughter. She's 14 now and already gathering attention, unwanted attention, at 14. So from the time she was 12, I got her into combative training, got her on the range. She took the basic pistol class with Patrice, the NRA class. She did really great in that. She does a little bit of firearms training here and there as she has interest. I don't try to force it on her. But it's very important to me that she be able to level that playing field because she is a target.
Sure.
And you, I mean, as a female, especially an attractive female, you have to be able to level that playing field with whatever means necessary. You have to be resourceful, be able to be aware of your surroundings, be able to use whatever is around you laying on the ground and turn that into a weapon, turn your body into a weapon, whatever you have to do. And know that if you get to another location, it's over. So you do everything you can to prevent that from happening.
Sure.
No matter what it takes.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think it's good that you've gotten involved in this stuff. I mean, I like some of your other colleagues. And there's two segments of Women and Guns. There's a segment that Keita belongs to where Keita is a athlete. And she is a shooter. And she understands things beyond the trigger finger. She understands kinesiological aspects of movement and all this other stuff. And she brings that to bear and tries to teach it to people. And there's a lot of other women like you that are equally as good and equally as athletic. And then there's the kind that are more sort of politically inclined. So, but for women like you who can actually perform, I think that would be something that catches somebody's eye first. I may be wrong about that. It catches my eye, but, you know, that's just because I like watching dangerous people do fun stuff. So,
right.
In any of that, though, I think females will end up being the savior of the Second Amendment as things go along.
There's something I want to do that I've never done before on the show.
Sure.
I've gotten emails from some of you recently, and I really appreciate that. I love the feedback.
Reading email?
Yes, I would love to get. No, I would love to get more emails from you guys, you listeners. If you email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, I would love to know who you would like to see on the show as a guest. What topics do you want to hear about? I want your feedback. So again, that is 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. Give me your input. I love to listen to it and hear it.
So do you have a couple that close at hand that you might want to read online and talk about and put out there and let, you know, answer those questions?
I don't have them at hand, but in general, I'm really enjoying watching the show, keep it up, that sort of thing. And I appreciate that. I want to hear more. I want to know, who do you want to see on the show? What questions do you have that you want answered? So give me specifics. Again, that is 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. I would absolutely love to hear from you.
I like it. I like it a lot. So we got the next segment coming up. Do you want to do anything technical, you know, as far as gun related when we get back?
Yeah, let's get back on track a little bit here. I want
this is
a
not
little
off,
bit off
listen,
the rails.
Listen. This is not off the rails. This is not on track. I tell gun people all the time, because I have lots of gun people say, we're not really interested in politics. And just being associated with the word G-U-N means that politics are very interested in you.
That's so, exactly right. Yes.
So
we need to pay attention.
Sure. So, I mean, and, you know, like Chris Costa became very political. When he started with me, he didn't want to get too political. And he's out there. He's slinging like the best. He's slinging with the best of them out there nowadays today. So.
You've got to.
Yeah.
We have to stand up or we're going to lose everything.
We're not going to lose. And that's the first thing you need to understand. You know what? We'll talk a little technical on the other side, but I'm going to help you out with that other part when we get back.
Good.
I think that's a splendid idea. If you want something, if you want some sort of topic or something with the weaponized woman, email her. What's that email address again?
180firearmstraining@gmail.com. Please reach out. I love it. Absolutely.
Don't let her picture put you off. She is a pretty face, but she's a dangerous pretty face. Watching her move around the ring is like watching a slinky with sentient thought. Because
and I'll tell you this. The first person I hear from, I will read your email on the air if you're okay with it.
I'm fine with it. You just gotta white out and don't say the bad words. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am speaking with Keita Bussey. We have waxed political tonight, and Keita was about to go down the path. And I just want to tell you this part of it, just so you know. You probably already know this already.
Okay.
Do you know how many states have permitless carry, or as they call it, constitutional carry?
There are a lot, actually. Isn't it somewhere around 30?
21 at the moment, with another 4 or 5 in play.
Yeah, ours is one of them that it's proposed right now.
Right. Now, that is the trend. Now, the other thing to remember is that I think there's 42 states that are shall issue when it comes to permits, and there's the rest of them are may issue, and that part of it is also problematic, because were they to decide to go after guns, like right now there's some trigger out there that supposedly the ATF is going to go out and go door to door confiscating this trigger for an AR-15.
Right.
And somebody called me and asked me if I had one of those. I said, no, I don't have one of those. But that's going to be a long time going. I don't know how many of those they actually sold. But that's going to be a long time going. It's going to take them a minute to do it. Now, if they were to go after, and it's a relatively new product as well. Now, if it was to be guns, well, that's going to be another story altogether. And the problem with that is they simply don't have the resources to do it. They don't have the logistics to do it. They may try to make it happen, but you know, there's a couple of things that will get in their way, and it will be a stumbling block, and it will be taken to court, and it will be fought out in court, and some courts will say it is unconstitutional, and some will say, oh, this is within keeping of the Second Amendment, and in the end, it'll either go to the Supreme Court and get resolved, or it'll get resolved in the streets, one way or the other.
Right. But what I was talking about wasn't necessarily going door-to-door, taking away our guns. What I mean is they are very slowly, little by little, chipping away at our gun freedom.
Sure.
Making little limitations here and there, hoping we don't notice, that kind of thing.
Well, but see, going back to what you said, though, going back to your initial question, what did I think about the truckers?
Yes.
We have now reached this point where America and apparently Canada is, you know, there's the woke, the leftist woke, and then there's the rest of the nation waking up. Because 56% of the nation doesn't care about politics. They don't want to be bugged by politics. But now they're being bugged by politics.
Yes, we all are.
Yep. So, you know.
We no longer have a choice but to be bugged by politics.
Yep.
It's invaded our home at this point.
And the problem here is that a lot of people, like yourself, I mean, you're a military veteran, you're a female, all this other stuff. You wanted to get out of the military. You know, we exist, you know, existing in the military is a little bit like existing in a socialistic, in a socialistic organization.
Because
we're told what to think, what to wear, how to dress,
what to eat,
you know, where to go, when to go there, all that other stuff.
How fast to eat.
So we get out there and we volunteer that time to them, give them that time, which amounts to years of our life, and then we get out, and now, having done our time and done our part to try to protect the nation, we just want to be left alone. Except they don't want to leave us alone.
Right.
And they may be pushing us back in a position to where we may begin to look at them in a different light. Instead of looking at them and saying, oh, they're just crazy Democrats that, you know, they just like being in charge. We might start looking at them as silhouettes or combatants. And either one is going to be bad for them.
Yeah, when my daughter made her stand at her school, she said, this is not the country my mom fought for.
Yep.
And that really hit home to me, not just that she said that, but that she observed what I was fighting for. I told her what I was fighting for when I was gone all that time. To make it a better place for her to grow up in, to make sure she's safe, make sure she has her freedoms. And she said, my freedoms are being taken away. This is not the country you fought for. And she told them that.
Well, I mean, when I served, I'm glad I served when I did. Because when I served during the Cold War, and we were edgy, and we were ready. And there was none of this. There was plenty of us in my platoon. We couldn't stand each other personally, but let the balloon go up, and we got to roll out the gate.
Yep.
We would have each other's back just that quick.
Oh yeah.
And this idea that they can. Ignore that part of our psyche is a little insulting. I know today's military is woke.
There. Like they're the ones who put it there.
Yep. So that would be a big issue if they were to actually try to. I mean, absolutely, yes, they're trying to. But if you look where this is happening, it's happening where they already have lots of gun control already.
Right.
I mean, right now in New York, the mayor of New York. Two cops get killed by a guy who was out, shouldn't have been out, and all he's fixated on is the magazine that was in the Glock.
You know what's interesting, though, in all this? With all the increase in violence, they used to require the New York police to have a 12-pound trigger, because rather than providing training for their police to make sure they would actually hit what they're aiming at, they just made it so hard to pull the trigger that they... But no, they would never hit anything, so why even try kind of thing?
Right.
So now, since the violence has been increasing, now they're giving the new recruits a 5-pound trigger.
Or a stock trigger.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they probably, maybe they're looking for some more accidental shootings. They've had plenty of accidental shootings. You know, they had one guy in New York that killed his employer on the sidewalk in front of the Empire State Building because he wanted to commit suicide by cop. So the cops show up, and while they're shooting, trying to shoot the bad guy who still has a gun, they accidentally shoot 8 bystanders as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of that 12-pound trigger that you just mentioned.
Yep. Yep.
So
I had a guy take my class with that trigger. I tried shooting a plate rack, not even very far away. I think it was 10 yards. And it took me so long to shoot that plate rack. I mean, I hit every plate, but just to get through the trigger pull and pull it straight took me so long, I would have been dead if I was actually trying to engage someone and actually to hit what I was aiming at.
Yeah, it's amazing what... The big reason for that, though, is because everybody in the NYPD, yep, they want them all to live in the city. So they don't grow up with guns. When they get a gun, in their police academy, that's a whole new thing for them. Wow, I've seen these in the movies. So, right. I mean, they don't have the basis that you have.
Right.
You would, if you decided to be a cop in New York, you'd be like a superhero. In a gunfight, they'd be like, call Keita. She'll handle this.
No, they actually have an NYPD action pistol team where they go and shoot pistol competitions, and they're really decent shooters, but there are so few of them. But those guys are the superheroes.
So, before we run out of time, give out the email address. That's the homework we want to hear. Who's going to be contacting you? What is it?
Yeah, contact me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. Who do you want on the show? What do you want to hear about? That sort of thing. If you want my website, that's 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. The podcast is on YouTube under Keita Bussey. It's the 180 Firearms Training Podcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram as 180 Firearms Training.
Now the all-around weaponized woman, Keita Bussey. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Bill.
Coming up next is Dean Weingarten from Ammoland. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.